Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On to the more serious topic of security, we're going to hear about tips on how we can ensure our safety and how not to come back to an empty house should we be going away. And then, of course, you want to find out more about crime in our community. So joining us is Sean Jammy. He is the Chief Operating Officer of CAP. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Sean, let's start off with the crime in the community. What has been happening? What is of concern? And in any way, what has been successful in this last year?
You know, as South Africans, we're always worried about crime, and we tend to dramatize incidents that occur. And over the past few years, we've seen social media, WhatsApp groups really reinforce this impression that crime's prevalent. But as CAP, we measure all of the crime that occurs in our communities. And over the past few years, we've actually seen really solid results in terms of keeping crime under control. This year, we've seen an almost 20% decrease in serious violent crime throughout the roughly 35 communities that we serve. So it's really been a positive year for us. We have seen an increase in certain types of petty crime, but as far as serious violent crime is concerned, things are really looking up.
You've just made my day, because people are so negative, and hearing a bit of positivity, especially in respect of the effect of community involvement, is seriously uplifting. Now, let's get to the serious business of people that are going away. And we know that housebreakings are an issue. What do we do to prevent becoming statistics?
Chad, yeah, I think we've seen a modus operandi that's become extremely prevalent this season. It's quite a common thing it's been relatively common over the years at the end of the year, but this year it really seems to have impacted pretty significantly. And what that is in essence, potential burglars switching off the electricity of homes that may not be occupied, which is a reasonable assumption because many of us are going away at the end of the year, and then waiting a little bit of time, a day, 2 days, 3 days, for the alarm batteries to drain, and then perpetrate a burglary on that particular home. So we sent out a newsletter a couple of days ago, and I'm really chuffed that you guys picked that up and are able to help us reinforce that message throughout the community. So first and foremost, if your power is switched off, your alarm system should send you something called an AC fail, an SMS that says AC fail. So just get CAP to check, or your armed response company to check, or a neighbor to check if the power has indeed switched off. So that's kind of the big trend this year. Otherwise, I'm really advising people to just be sensible about their security. We call it think like a thief. Look at your home with the eyes of someone who wants to steal the stuff inside it. And try and, you know, close those loopholes that are obvious. So walls that are easy to scale, windows that either don't have bars or aren't closed, alarm systems that aren't used. All of that type of thing is pretty basic stuff, but it's really the type of thinking that I think, like you say, can stop you coming home to an empty home, God forbid, at the end of your holiday.
Sean, that's some valuable insights. I think back to the days of gear locks, and people would say, what's the need for a gear lock? And we'd say, well, if there's two identical cars parked side by side, one happens to have a gear lock and one doesn't, which one is the thief going to go for? And you have to think like a thief. So target hardening is so very, very important. And I really appreciate the tips that you've given. And I really appreciate the fact that CAP has continued as a leader in terms of community activities and in leading these security initiatives. Any big plans for 2021, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, thank you. I mean, we really try hard. We only really exist because of the community, and it's really pretty cool to get the recognition that we do. So thank you very much for that. So we've got some big plans for 2021. 2020 was a very much a big year for us as well. We kind of reinforced our what we call smart streets, which is a collection of license plate recognition and cameras throughout Johannesburg. We launched the CAP app, which is also pretty useful on holiday, by the way. It's a way for you to summon assistance from your cell phone, no matter where you are in South Africa, from your, if once again, God forbid, you need it. And I think over the next year, we're really planning to build on using systems, using the mobile devices that we all carry, using CCTV cameras and the various, you know, the multitude of sensors, this whole idea of IoT, Internet of Things, to kind of make a difference in people's lives, make them fundamentally safer without costing a lot of money.
Sean, some great initiatives. I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. And we look forward to chatting to you again in the new year.
Chad, thanks for having me. Good luck.
That was Sean Jamie. He's the Chief Operating Officer of CAP Security.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.